Hi, Nathaniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You probably got the notification, but I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
So I don't think I'm with Local Splash anymore. I'm pretty sure I canceled that a while ago. I'm contracted in on with another company right now. Marketing 360, so I'm pretty sure. Thanks. Yeah, that I was canceled.
So
I'm not sure why that got started or how that.
There isn't any.
Because I haven't been paying for that.
It says here that you called back on October 9th, and you had asked for a hold. So they had talked to the supervisor and gave you a service credit for that month. And then they had agreed to put the account on hold until May 21st. And that's why it started, you know, attempting to bill you again. So I think the May 21st was probably a service credit. Yeah, so May 21st was a service credit. So that was a free month. And so this is the first month that it's actually trying to charge you on June 21st. So in the event that you want to cancel, we can't cancel with a past due balance, but the good news is that you're only past due for that June 21st payment, you know, because if not come July 21st, it would have reoccurred another charge, and it continues to do so until this settles.
That would be understanding, but my only issue is that, like, I got no call to get permission to restart or anything. It's like they just automatically started again, and obviously, it's not like I've gotten any from it or fit.
Well, it says in the notes that they covered the 3-day rule. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 21st, which still applies when you go on a hold. So if you go on a hold, what happens is you can still cancel the program and not reoccur any further charges as long as you call us within 3 business days of that reactivation date, which is why they send you emails like a week before saying, you know, welcome back. That was sent to you back on May 14th. And then they start sending you emails, you know, that they're working on the account again. So, I just want to take a look at one thing here, though.
I've been contacted with this other company for a while now. If I got these emails, I don't think I really paid too much attention to them because I knew I wasn't going to re-sign up. And remember that it was on a hold and whatnot, and I figured if it's going to, like, they physically get a hold of me and say, hey, you want to start again, this and this. And so, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, I guess, in my head. You're saying there's a whole month, which I'm thinking is, what, like 350 or something that they're wanting?
No, it's just the 129 that's due. But I want to let you know, since you told me that you're working with another company, is I just logged into the Google Business profile, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, and this is including the hold time, because Google will still track the impressions and the actions, but in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,252 times, and you've had 427 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what I did was I did a second search where I screenshotted just the last 30 days. And in just the last 30 days, it's showing that you were found on the first page of Google 165 times with 4 Google actions. So that leads me to a concern, because there's a lot of scam companies out there that'll call you up and promise you the moon and the stars. And then when you start working with them, you're really throwing the money down the toilet, because they can't do anything with the Google listing if they don't have access to it. So that, and the reason, you know, we look at them as scams is they'll never call us to ask for, you know, access to it. You know what I mean?
So basically you're saying, well, because they're Dynast Marketing, through Madwire Marketing 360, they're a pretty big company.
Let me ask the technician in verification if he can look and see if they're on there as a manager, because what happens is, you know, if you start working with them and they're not on there as a manager, then they can't be doing anything to the Google page. But if they are, it could be that they're on there and then we're still on there because you weren't aware that, you know, you thought this canceled. You know what I mean? So
and
let me just
I think that's actually what, because my whole Google business just got screwed up, actually, because I rebranded to Bump Service and Solutions. And then all of a sudden, we did all this work, got LSAS verified, this and this, and then, like, just the other week, everything got changed back to pumped up washing. So I'm wondering if that's the answer to our question.
Oh,
if it's
no.
If this got reactivated with you guys and then, like, reset everything we did on Google.
Let me just ask that department, because we have that what we were doing before was under pumped up pressure and soft washing. That's the way we were promoting you before. So is that the way that it's showing now? Let me look at the
Google. That's how it got transferred back to, after we kind of changed everything.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, pumped up pressure and soft washing. I see. So let me have them check. Jane and April. So the website that you're wanting to promote is pumpedupwashing.com?
Oh, it's Bump Service and Solutions.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, you know what? It says that Nathan Rice is the primary owner, Local Splash is a manager, and Marketing 360 Listings is a manager. So that's what it is. We're both on there doing programming, not knowing that the other one is involved. You know what I mean? So, okay, so let me see here. I can have them change it back to what you want it because he's in there right now. So,
are you able to make all those changes back to what it was?
Yeah, tell me what it's supposed to be now.
Bub Service and Solutions.
Bub?
Bubs.
Bubs. Oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
I like that. Service and Solutions. Is it the and symbol or and written out?
And symbol. Is it, because they like rechanged it. I feel like they got rid of pictures and other stuff too. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but I can, here. I'm just going to tell them I'm going to update this in our back office, but just sending it. So I will update in manager. Okay, and then what's the site that you want attached to it?
www.bubsserveco.com.
Got it. Update site to. Okay, so I let him know to do that right now. Oh, that says the site can't be reached. Are you sure that's correct? Is it B like boy, U, B as in boy, S as in Sam, and then serveco.com?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd hate to update that on there because it's saying that that's not. Let me see. One second here. Where did you get that Bubs Serve from? That's cool. Is that your nickname or something?
No, just the Bubs. Well, I mean, kind of. My family kind of called me Bubs, and I've heard a lot of other families call their, you know, relatives and stuff Bubs, and so I just thought it'd be a pretty crafty name. If you see on the side of the truck, like, oh, Bubs, it's you.
It helps with, like, branding and stuff, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm going to just search it on Google and see if I can find another website, because that one says that it's not active, and I hate to have them put up a, you know, an inactive site, you know, so it could be that there's something else in the website.
Well, so are you saying your people are just changing it to this, or are they able to, like, revert it back to what it was before it got rechanged again?
So I'm not sure what they would be reverting back, because I don't know what was done, but I could ask them if they see any revisions within the past couple of months to revert it back. But typically,
yeah,
they don't.
Yeah, because I think, like, the whole bio and everything, it all kind of just got, like, deleted and swapped back to what it was months and months ago after we had done a bunch to it.
I'm just sending him the correct web link because I found it. It was bubsserveco.com. I wonder why it didn't pull it up when I just typed that in. Oh no, that's not it. I have it same way. Oh, I see. Okay, never mind. I had S-E-R-V-C-O. I didn't have the E at the end, S-E-R-V-E. Okay, that's why it wasn't pulling up. Okay, I got it now. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have him do that. And then as far as reverting back, the technicians typically don't do any type of, you know, reprogramming while an account's in suspension. But if you're set on canceling, what we could do is, you know, have you take care of the past due balance. And then rather than taking the past due balance and canceling it right away, like back to back, we leave it open for a couple of days so the technicians can look at the revisions that were made and kind of revert everything back, and then cancel it after everything looks satisfactory to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I want to see if there's, just because it's still, I know it's only that 100 and something, but is there, can we meet in the middle and, like, somehow say, like, all right, if we pay this remaining balance and then stay with this marketing team that I'm with now, things don't work out down the road, I want to get started with you, could I get, like, an initial starting credit or something, or some type of?
So the best I could do with your pricing, because you're already in the corporate rate, which is the lowest that they go, but the best I could do is put like a $20 service credit on here and charge you $109. And then when and if you were to reactivate in the future, I could put a note in here to still honor the corporate rate of $129. And then waive the setup fee of $99. So typically there's a setup fee when you reactivate, but I could put a note in here that if you were to reactivate in the future, they wouldn't charge you that. And
so
then, on top of that, if you need to transfer the local service ads to us, because we're a premier partner to Google, we can do that and take over your Google guaranteed leads, and they just charge the transfer fee of $250. So I'll send you an email on that just in case you want to consider it. You know, if things don't work out, we can take over the Google guaranteed as well. Okay.
Is that different than LFA?
It's the same thing. Google Guaranteed is also known as Local Service Ads, so it's the same program. So that's the one that you had to go through the background check and everything and get approved, right?
Yeah.
Have you already been Google Guaranteed approved?
I was when it was Bubs, and then I think it got re-switched to Pumped Up Washing, and that all vanished.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, setting this back, what the technician just did on the Google Business page, that'll help you then, because that's all back at Bubs now. So, and then how heavily notate your account that that's the way it's supposed to be moving forward. It sounds like you don't even have the old business information branded anymore, right? It's all under Bubs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I put that $20 service credit on here for you. And then for the $109, is there a different card that you'd like to use?
Yeah, you want me to just read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Okay.
5743.
Mm-hmm.
1905.
Okay. Expiration?
0228.
And then the code?
442.
Okay. And then is it still the, I hope I say it right, the Namaqua Avenue address for the billing on
yeah.
this card, or did it change?
Yes, ma'am.
That is, okay, perfect. Namaqua. Okay, I knew I was going to butcher that. So, okay. So I got the green light on the payment, and then I won't cancel it just yet because I want them to go in and look at where did you say that the description had changed? Was it on the Google Business page, or was it on the website, or where had it changed?
Just the Google Business.
On the Google Business page. Okay. So I will definitely have them take a look at that and revert anything back that had been changed over the last couple of months ever since this reactivated in May. And then once it does get reverted back, I'll cancel it for you. So you'll get an email within the next day or so that it's been canceled. So that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. You'll see that on the bottom of the email that I'm sending you, which is regarding, you know, transferring your Google Guaranteed over in the future if you ever needed to do so.
Sweet.
Awesome. All right. So
well,
I'm glad that we talked.
Much.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm happy that we got it all figured out. So yeah, I'm glad that, you know, at least you're on top of your marketing either way. That's always great to hear with a business. So thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Well, God bless you, Tina. Thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless you too. Appreciate that. Okay, bye.
Thanks.